This Family Life News Podcast is made possible by the support of listeners like you.
Next on the 5 o'clock report.
There's now going to be an equally bizarre trial.
Russia, China also support a very dangerous consequences potentially in the Middle East.
So many would be pro-life.
Allergy sufferers will be doing, unfortunately, just that, suffering.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Greg Gillespie. Anti-Israeli protests are hitting cities across the U.S. today. Demonstrators have converged on the New York Brooklyn Bridge. CBS reporter Jim Feldman watched a few New York City demonstrators clash with police.
That started in the pedestrian walkway but made its way into the Manhattan-bound lanes. And right now, the Brooklyn Bridge to Manhattan is still completely shut down. A group of the demonstrators actually crossed over the barrier into the bike lanes, and there are arrests.
Meanwhile, on the West Coast, they completely blocked southbound traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge for multiple hours. Other protests have happened up and down the Mid-Atlantic region, in the Midwest, Texas, and elsewhere in California as well. The New York City protests are not far from the courthouse where Donald Trump is the first U.S. president to ever be up on criminal charges. Jury selection got underway today. Donald Trump is charged with 34 felony counts related to falsifying business records.
This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is.
Legal analyst Jonathan Turley is among the court watchers who say the New York charges in the Stormy Daniels case should rank as, at most, misdemeanors.
This bizarre indictment is now going to be an equally bizarre trial.
Today, Judge Juan Merchan ruled that he will remain on the case despite a defense request that he be recused. The judge ruled against the prosecution, though, who asked that an old Access Hollywood interview be played for eventual jurors. Almost all of the potential jurors who were interviewed were dismissed from being considered further. The trial is the first of Donald Trump's four criminal cases, and this one may find a hard time getting an impartial jury.
Everybody knows who former President Trump is. Everybody will have an opinion one way or the other about him in terms of whether he was an effective president or not. But the real question here is, can they put all of those issues aside and simply make a decision based on the evidence that's presented in the courtroom?
Robert Minx is a former federal prosecutor. Jury selection is expected to take most of the rest of April to get wrapped up. America's stance on Iran versus Israel. The Biden administration does not want to see a regional war after Iran sent 300 missiles and drones toward Israel this weekend. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says there already is a regional war there.
Israel is a war with Iran. Iran hates Americans. Iran hates Jews. Iran wants to kill Americans and Jews. And if we turn the other cheek to them, we're going to get it in the neck.
Former CIA chief Dan Hoffman.
Remember that Iran's closest allies, it's Russia. China, also supportive of Iran, as well as North Korea. We're seeing a division of two camps here, democracies against dictatorships, and it's playing out right now with very dangerous consequences potentially in the Middle East.
Five Iranian missiles hit Israel this weekend, but 300 drones and missiles did not. Half of those failed on launch or crashed in flight. Air defense intercepted all the others. The Pentagon spokesman today said that the U.S. was involved in shooting down some of the Iranian attacks. The Boston Marathon run today. Sase Lema, an Ethiopian runner, is the winner in the elite men's division. Took 2 hours, 6 minutes, 17 seconds to go the 26-plus miles. Helen Obiri of Kenya won the elite women's division for the second straight year. Her time today, 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 37 seconds. Today is the WNBA draft. Caitlin Clark, the Iowa Hawkeyes star, is expected to be the first choice. Democrats are planning to make abortion a major campaign issue this fall, but what will that do for voters? Dr. Lauren Wright is an expert on abortion politics at Princeton University.
When we poll voters, only about 10 to 12% of them say abortion is my number one most important concern.
Dr. Ingrid Skop says that advances in ultrasound imaging is changing hearts and minds.
When you see the reality of how complex that human being is, obviously alive, I think if they understood the abortion issue, so many would be pro-life.
Pro-life attorney Jake Warner tells Family Life News that activists need to do a better job making the case that abortion is not healthcare.
Life is a human right. Go to the ballot box and vote for laws and vote for officials who will pass laws that will protect life. It's critical that we win the hearts and minds of the culture so that abortion is unthinkable.
As the abortion process is explained beyond public catchphrases, many pro-lifers say the younger generation is supporting life issues more often. A new chapter begins after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The FBI is reportedly opening a criminal investigation into the collision which took out the bridge last month and has left the port clogged. The Washington Post reports agents boarded the cargo ship, investigating whether the crew left port knowing that the ship had problems. Still to come at the 5 o'clock report on this Monday, two law officers die in the line of duty. Teachers will be laid off not all that long after being added to faculties, and get ready to say, God bless you. A lot.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. The next 24 hours shape up well as high pressure is set to deliver a good deal of sunshine. The call for tonight evening clouds will clear away, and overnight it's starlit and cool with low temperatures ranging in the 30s and lower 40s. For your Tuesday, we expect plentiful sunshine, a cool start, and a mild finish with high temperatures ranging generally in the low to mid 60s. Our next weather maker is a front that will deliver some showers come Wednesday.
And now more of what's happening in Pennsylvania and New York. A police officer and a sheriff's deputy shot and killed in the line of duty last night. They were responding to reports of a stolen vehicle. The driver of that vehicle fired at them from a house in Salina, a suburb of Syracuse. The police chief there is Joseph Cecil.
We lost two heroes, two men who answered the call to duty, put on the badge and protect the community, protect and serve.
Onondaga County Executive Ryan McMahon.
Our thoughts, our prayers are with the families of these officers, their extended families, their colleagues, our entire law enforcement community. The work they do is so unappreciated at times.
The suspect was also killed in that shooting. Today is tax day. Once your local post office closes, the only way to beat the filing deadline to file your 1040 is to go online before midnight. Although you will face fees and penalties if you don't pay most of what you eventually owe, you can go to irs.gov and find an approved site. The feds will give you an automatic 6-month extension to complete your taxes.
Anything like TaxSlayer, TurboTax, H&R Block, there's always going to be a way to e-file an extension for your federal return.
Tax advisor Becca Lee recommends you print out a paper copy once your extension request is submitted and another receipt if you make an online payment tonight. Springtime allergies will hit the eyes, ears, noses, and throats of 80 million Americans.
Allergy sufferers will be doing, unfortunately, just that, suffering.
Stanley Schwartz is at the Buffalo School of Medicine.
I think we may see further increase in tree allergies. And then the grass season is literally going to start very shortly. And I have a feeling we're going to have a real barn burner of an allergy season.
The allergy specialist says the next couple weeks will be especially tough. Next on Issues in Education, Family Life News talks fiscal belt tightening by New York schools. Many are laying off teachers as COVID cash runs out. Dr. Ralph Kerr is founder and president of the Teaching and Learning Institute.
Certainly, this could have been prevented on the part of schools, and they are really in trouble at this point because they, during the COVID, where they got a lot of extra money from the federal government, instead of using that money, which was intended for to help online learning happen better, they went out and hired a whole bunch of additional staff, both teachers and support staff, with not taking into consideration that was short-term money, and now it has indeed run out. And so many districts are looking at laying off teachers and staff. If it doesn't happen in your district this year, it will next year, because there's just not the money to support it going on into the future.
Quick follow-up. A lot of the complaint has been, why is it the teachers that are being laid off and not the administration? It seems like whenever there's layoffs, it's always teachers and never administrators. Is that a valid argument?
Well, certainly the area of administration needs to be looked at whenever there are cutbacks. In some districts, there's no doubt that there are too many administrators. You know, we just need another boss.
Yeah.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians, so to speak. But it is unfortunate, obviously, when anybody is laid off, because the people that are being laid off, it wasn't their fault for the decisions that were made earlier by the superintendent and the boards.
Dr. Ralph Kerr directs the Teaching and Learning Institute in Houghton, New York, speaking with Bob Price earlier today. More issues in education are on the Family Life News podcasts. Now it's time for your Monday stock market report, brought to you by Faithward Advisors. Here's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks trading lower to begin the week as this past weekend's attack on Israel from Iran added fear to the markets. Shares of Tesla slipping today as two executives left the company amid news that they will be laying off 10% of their global workforce. Crude oil fell modestly, dropping to nearly $85 a barrel. All 11 sectors within the S&P 500 trading lower, led by losses in consumer discretionary, real estate, and information technology. The Dow down 248 points, the NASDAQ fell 290, and the S&P 500 losing 62. Faithward Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at faithwardadvisors.com.
Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Mark 10:7 reads, "A man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh." So if spouses become one flesh, why have separate bank accounts? The Bible doesn't say they should share one account, but marriage is a partnership that requires trust, openness, and communication. Separate accounts promote mistrust, while joint checking and savings accounts promote transparency and prevent spouses from developing a mine and yours mentality. And this applies to more than bank accounts. Both spouses need to understand all of the family finances in the event something should happen to one of them. And there's another blessing. Often you'll find that working together on finances brings you closer as a couple. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, it was just a week ago we were looking to the skies at an eclipse. But our final story today will encourage you to look to the skies for another reason. First of all, someone who's always looking toward the skies, Kevin Williams, with your forecast.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Clearing out tonight, can't rule out a brief shower in central New York. Low temps, 30s and low 40s. Sunny tomorrow, high temps in the 60s. Wednesday, cloudy, a few showers around. High temperatures, mid-50s to the middle 60s.
Thank you, Kevin. And finally at 5, calling all bird watchers. The New York State Conservation Agency wants residents to look out for birds. Family Life's Bob Price has details on this year's iBird New York Challenge.
Yeah, Greg, the Department of Environmental Conservation is asking birders of all ages to get outside and identify at least 10 of New York's 450 native bird species. Participants can look for birds in their backyard, a local park, or a trail. Those taking part in the iBird New York Challenge will need to log each bird sighting, the location of that sighting, and the date the bird was seen. Once your form is filled out, you simply send it back to the DEC by mail or email. Experts say the springtime is the best time to bird watch. Bob Price, Family Life News.
Thank you, Bob. And thank you for listening. That's the world we live in this tax day, April 15th, 2024. And that is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.
Thank you for listening to this Family Life News podcast. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard, please share it with others and click the subscribe button to automatically receive future episodes. Family Life is a listener-supported ministry, Podcasts like this are made possible by your financial partnership. Find out more at familylife.org.